In 1999, feminist author Susan Faludi published Stiffed, The Betrayal of the American Man. This book explores the U.S. male's responses to the broken promises of early post-World War II U.S. culture. One of Faludi's case studies is actor Sylvester Stallone and his ill-fated efforts in the mid-1990s to challenge widespread perceptions of his action hero image by making the psychological drama Copland. Faludi positions Stallone as a man trapped in what she terms the ornamental culture of the post-war U.S., a culture that values appearance and spectacle to the exclusion of presumably traditional masculine skills. In the book, Stallone tells Faludi that he is fed up with filmgoers closely identifying him with his Rocky and Rambo characters, performances for which the primary requirement is Stallone's prominent muscles. Today, some 15 years later, we find Stallone starring in Bullet to the Head, a run-of-the-mill action thriller about a veteran hitman named Jimmy, who reluctantly teams up with a young police detective. Stallone plays Jimmy, of course, punching, stabbing, and shooting his way through a web of corrupt cops and rogue mercenaries. Hardly new territory for the star. Moreover, his musculature is still tight and toned, although he is in his mid-60s. As such, Stallone appears to have completely turned his back on both Copland and the self-doubts he expressed to Faludi years ago. Until, that is, we take a closer look at that back and find it covered with elaborate and colorful tattoos. These tattoos, perforce, alter our perception of Stallone. His upper body is an image well known to millions of movie fans worldwide. But Rocky and Rambo wore little, if any, such ink. It is here, then, that Stallone revisits his lament to Faludi about the practical uselessness of weight training. Ornamental tattoos cover ornamental muscles. The ink on Stallone's famous torso makes for a sardonic visual critique, which we certainly never got from Rocky or Rambo, of Stallone's inescapable status as a cultural ornament. This is not an indictment of feminism. In fact, the film's only substantial female character, Jimmy's daughter, is a tattoo artist. And this reminds us that women, too, must negotiate the demands of ornamental culture, have, in fact, been doing so far longer than men. In Bullet to the Head, Stallone gives up on these negotiations, but not without providing a bit of clever visual commentary in the process.